Tango Mobile.
From WS8D.
8D, and good morning, yeah. Well, I'm just leaving church, and I'm going to go find me some broiled fish for lunch.
Liked fish more. Never really appeals to me.
Friends that are the same way. And, you know, don't see what it is about fish. But, you know, I found a light taste of it. I'm not much on fried fish, but I like broiled fish. And it's healthy for you. And, you know, all those good things. At least they keep telling me that. It seems to be working. I've lost weight.
I'll have fish on occasion, but it's almost got to be a breaded cod or something with a ton of tartar sauce to cover up the fish taste.
When they fish broiled Canadian flounder, and it's got a real light taste to it, it's seasoned properly, you know, and it's got a good taste to it. I just put a little bit of lemon juice on it and enjoy. And have me some fried okra along with it, a salad, and I'll be in, you know, I'll be set for the day.
It's a fish place at?
Seafood restaurant over here in Spartanburg on Freedville Road.
I was working for this outfit that was international, and I had to go to Japan a couple of times. And I was scared to death when I first went there because all I could see was fish. I'm like, no, I've got to have something else.
You can get fish and shrimp and all the good that stuff here, but you could also get a steak or a hamburger if you want to. So, I mean, you know. But I know the folks that run this place, they own it now and run it. And then before that, they ran it for the people that owned it. So they've been in charge of this place for about 15 years or more. And they're very conscientious with their employees, and everybody treats everybody right. And the food is good. And if there's something wrong, if it doesn't taste right to you, you can send it back, and they'll redo it. And you know, sometimes that happens. They say, but they're very good about it. And like I said, I haven't had a bad thing any of the time I've been there.
To be a little more adventurous, that trip to Japan, we had gone out to dinner with the owner of one of these companies. And they served up a just amazing fish. I mean, I didn't think it was fish. And I never knew what it was. It was something called black throat. So it was probably some kind of a tuna. But, man, if fish tasted like that, I'd be eating it all the time.
My family, I've had that. There used to be a place down in Charleston that would fix it like that and all. But not up here in this end of the state. And so... Oh, chilly morning out here. Not supposed to get that warm today, but at least I've got some partial sunshine along with the clouds floating in and out, and that's always good. And glad I don't have anything to do outside today. Do have a 20-meter net to call at 3 o'clock this afternoon, so I'll get home in plenty of time to be ready for that.
Okay, to SST.
Go ahead, WS8D.
K2SST, name is Ronnie, in Etowah, just outside of Hendersonville. Not having a taste for fish, you just don't know what you're missing. I lived along the ocean, close to a fish factory. Everything from king crab to minnows. You don't know what you're missing. There's some fish that just taste like chicken. In fact, if you get fish that's freshly caught, and I live near a marina, you get fish that's freshly caught in a bluefish, cook it, tastes like chicken, next day it tastes like fish. You're missing a lot by not having a taste for fish.
It's one of those things I wish I could overcome easily. Up where I used to live, it was a big deal to go coho salmon fishing. And I, to this day, cannot put that in my mouth. It's just, to me, horrid.
You got, you know, it's a developed taste. And like you say, not everybody has it. And it's just one of those things. And I guess there are people, and I know, of course, there are a lot of people that can't eat seafood either. I've got some friends that just can't eat it. It's they're allergic to it, I guess is what it is. But anyway, and boy, I've not seen this much traffic out on the road on Sunday morning before all the churches get out as anything. W2T, by the way, the name is Rusty over here. Go ahead, Ronnie.
In the Caribbean, they get conchs, and when they take them out of the shell, they look sickening. When they cook them up, oh, they're delicious.
Kind of fun to get your head wrapped around it, you know, kind of overcome the initial revulsion. I try to be a little adventurous with food, but I'm real picky when it comes to fish. It's got to not taste like fish.
You can have it that way. I mean, whenever I've had fish that didn't taste like fish, it was either too over-seasoned and didn't taste nothing except like the seasoning, or it was overcooked and it was, and it's just not. But I'm not one of these people now. See, I can't eat, I won't eat sushi. I just don't eat raw fish. That is just me. It's what I am. I've tried it once before, and it wasn't what I wanted. So I have never been back to it again. Well, gentlemen, I'm going to say 7-3s because I have just pulled into my parking place over here in front of the seafood Blue Bay Seafood Restaurant, and I'm going to go in and get my lunch so I can be back to the house in time to digest properly before that net starts at 3 o'clock. Catch all of you later. We'll talk to you after a while. 7-3s all around. W2T, 7-3s. Go ahead, Ronnie.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, my first wife, she came from inland, and we went out, and I got steamers. Ooh, I wouldn't eat them. They're disgusting. I got one in the butter sauce, and we'll just try it. Ooh, this tastes good. Now she got onto steamers. Another time, we were in Maryland having crabs, and she never had crabs. I started breaking the shells open for her, and I had a pile of shells. I didn't get any crabs. But the funniest one was we were eating fried calamari, and she asked me, "What's that?" I said, "Fish." And she added a little more of it. She says, "What kind of fish is it?" I said, "Squid." Oh. She says, "What's a squid?" I said, "An octopus." And she pushed it away. You can go have lunch now.
It's not bad in small doses if it's fresh. There's some things that I can eat. I just wish I had a better palate for it.
There's things that you grow up with, and you just get away from something. I lived in a Polish-Italian neighborhood, so I grew up with a variety of foods. So I like liver and onions. I like spaghetti and meatballs. I like tripe. I just grew up with eating a lot of things as a kid. And then when I got older, it wasn't new, where some people are introduced to things after they're older. I never ate that before, and I don't know if I'm going to like it, so I'm not going to try it. Well, I tried all those things when I was growing up, so when I got older, it was nothing. Well, I'm going to get back to what I was doing here. It was nice talking to you. The name is Ronnie. Usually not on TV, but I'm on scan. So you, if I hear you, I'll give you a call. Over to you.
Nice to meet you. Name here is Mike, by the way. And I'm down in Campobello, South Carolina. Don't know where you were, but I'm a recent transplant to the area here. Was living in Rock Hill for the last 15, 16 years. And moved into a place here about 4 or 5 months ago. And still trying to get antennas up and all that. But I like the area. Anyway, have a great day, 7-3, and look forward to chatting with you again, Ronnie. WS8D.
I probably won't remember your name. The age is 86. Don't look as old as I am. Don't act as old as I am. At least the mind doesn't act as old as I am, but the body does. It says, no, you can think about that, but I'm not going to help you. Have a pleasant afternoon. K2SST.
7-3. You don't sound that old either, sir. Have a good day. WS8D.